Hola, amigos. Welcome to the A Little Gray and a Lot of Grays podcast. This is your host, Ari. In the last 6 years, my husband and I have built a million-dollar business from our kitchen table and using social media, alongside having two babies. So you can only imagine all the value that we want to give you guys. So in this podcast, you'll hear from business to how to elevate yourself and become 1% better every single day. Even some teachings that I've learned being a mother and some social media tactics that nobody will share with you. So whether it's a conversation with myself or some homies that I get to interview, I hope you enjoy the podcast and let's get into the show. Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited. I have literally been waiting for 2 weeks for this episode. I'll give you guys a little background. So one of my homegirls sent me a podcast episode, and this girl that was delivering the value and the information that I think we all tend to forget about just honestly brought me back to life, because it's how Abdul and I built our business from the get-go, almost 7 years ago. Literally everything that she was speaking, it was like a reminder of bringing my humanness into this sales presentation, because obviously, as you guys know, we're in network marketing. And I think everybody just needs to understand that besides the money, the transaction that's in what we do, you really get to deliver yourself as a person. But I'm going to stop talking because she has so much information. I've literally listened to a podcast episode about 75,000 times that I was like, I need this girl on. I need to talk to her myself. So we're going to switch things up. We're going to talk about sales. And she's almost like a mixture of like yoga, sales, affirmations. It's like all of the info that just speaks to me. And I know that the people that listen to this podcast can totally relate to that information too. So Jess, please introduce yourself. Who are you?
Yes.
What do you do? Tell us your magic.
Well, first, just thank you so much for having me on. I'm super excited to be here. And I just love how you give so much heart and love to your people. I've been listening to your podcast as well. And I love how you just bring such a real perspective that's also really leaning into people in a way that brings them love. So thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here. Again, my name is Jess Villela. I am a sales coach. I love helping especially women to stop leaving money on the table, stop undercutting what they're doing, stop undervaluing the people they serve, stop undervaluing their services and products and themselves. So I teach them sales mindset and sales strategy so that they can earn more. And more importantly, have more freedom in their businesses.
So it sounds so surface level until mm-hmm. you really get into the mindset part, which I think was my favorite information. So, but before we go into that, how did you even get into all of this?
Yeah, good question. So it actually started out of necessity. So long, long time ago, I did all the things I was supposed to do. I went to a good college, I got a great job, you know, joined the corporate workforce. But then when I had my son, I realized it wasn't quite the life balance that I wanted. So I pulled out of my career to spend more time with him and raise him. And then I reached a point where I realized that my relationship with his dad wasn't making sense. It wasn't healthy. And I needed to get financially independent. This was really tough because I needed to get back into a place where I could earn full-time income. We live here in San Diego, right? But I only had part-time hours. So I was sort of at a crossroads. I had to take a big leap of faith. And I ended up picking up a part-time seasonal sales job. So I knew that I would really have to get very good at what I was doing very fast in order to just make ends meet for me and my son. So that's what I did. I got focused, I jumped in. And I think the point when I was at that job and doing well and making good money, the point when I realized that I was doing something a little bit differently than other people was when I got a call from the director of sales for the company. She called me directly, individually. I had become the top salesperson out of hundreds of people who were already experienced or already on staff. And she just asked me, you know, walk me through your process. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing when you are getting into conversations with people. And that's when I realized that she was noticing and they were taking notice that I was not only getting results, but it was because I was doing something different. And it wasn't that I had a different strategy, because we all had the same training and the same tools. I had the same outlines as everyone else. The difference in what I told her was, before I had a conversation with someone, I would first stop and take a breath. I would recenter myself and just kind of press that reset button so I could let go of whatever else was going on in the day. And I would make a decision. And the decision was always that no matter what happens in this conversation, I'm going to leave the person on the other end of this phone off better off than they were when I found them. And that was it. I'm just going to do whatever I can to help them, right? It was about being of service. It wasn't about my sales numbers. It wasn't about my stats or my commissions or, you know, all the pressure that I had. And that's when I started to kind of realize, wait a minute, not everyone is selling like this, right? And eventually they asked me to stay on and lead a team of salespeople and then become their main trainer for hundreds of people each and every year. And so that's really where I honed the craft of teaching people about sales and how to sell in a way that's not salesy. Eventually, I started to cut back my time in that corporate role as well. And that's when I began seeing private clients, which is what I'm doing now.
I feel like that is such a vital part of what we tend to forget. Whether we work for ourselves or we work in corporate America, we forget, we're almost like so robotic that we forget to be, like I said earlier, like to humanize the conversation.
Yeah.
I know in your eyes, I mean, this is obviously a story that we create, you know, within ourselves, that whatever conversation we're having within ourselves. But why do you think that we go that route, that we totally forget about being the like almost like being the human, like instead of
yes,
salesperson, like why do you think we forget about that part within ourselves?
That is a really good question. It's one of those things where selling and sales carries a lot of weight for people, right? How many people have you heard say, oh my gosh, I love this product. Oh, I love what I do. I just don't love sales. I just don't like selling, right? How many times have you heard that, honestly, right? Too many. So there is something that happens in our mind. It's like we flip a little switch and we tell ourselves, all these things that I do when I'm serving people are good, but what I do when I'm selling is somehow bad, right? There's something happening in our minds. And that's a part of why I work with people the way I do, because there is no amount of strategy on the planet that can compensate for, you know, quite frankly, a garbage mindset about sales. And so what you have to do is, first of all, recognize it. I'm telling myself the story, and this is really common. People think, oh, I don't want to sell. I have plenty of friends who do network marketing, have businesses. And they say, well, you know, I don't want to sell because, oh, I feel bad. And I'm worried that they're going to feel like this costs too much and what have you. I don't know if they want to invest. And all of that comes from the narrative of thinking I'm taking from this person. Mm. And that's just flat out not true. Selling is not about taking from people. Let me be very clear. Like, if you're someone who wants to take from people and trick people, stop it. And I will not help you. Right? That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is an exchange, right? If you are coming to people with something good and of value, then this is an exchange. So you can really focus in on the story that this is not about doing something bad. Having sales skills means you'll be able to serve people better. And once you understand that story, then you can sell differently. Then you can relax and you can have fun. Then you can really help people, you know?
Yeah. And I also feel like people can feel when you're trying to sell, when you're
coming. Oh my gosh.
Like people, because we're energy beings. And I've said this so many times before, yeah. Like we walk into a room and there it'll maybe be silent in the room. Nobody's talking to each other, but nobody has to say anything to each other for you to absorb the energy that's going around. It's just like that for sales, I feel like.
100%. This is a real conversation. It's like you said earlier, right? You're a human. The whole value behind what you do, what you offer to people, is that you're a real person and you can really care about them. That's where high level sales comes in. Okay. Is that you step in and you say, I'm present. Now, if I show up and I say, I'm telling myself in my head, oh my gosh, really got to make a sale. I really hope Ari buys something from me. That is going to just like stink from a mile away, right? Desperation is the world's worst perfume is one of my favorite quotes. It's like, it just ruins everything. Mm-hmm. Then you get weird. Then you get pushy. Then you get salesy. Then you get awkward. And then you do strange stuff that you would never normally do if you're just talking to somebody you care about.
This is so perfect. I'm just thinking of all of my newer coaches on the team who are like, they come to me, even like clients who have so much potential of working hand in hand with this network marketing company, but they're so scared. They're like scared of being salesy so how do you reprogram? Like, well, first we have to identify, okay, cool. Why do you think you're coming off like that? That you now you identify, but then what's the next step for anybody that's new? I feel like a lot of it is because they don't value themselves enough, or they don't think that they're worth maybe the money that they're going to receive. So how do we start reprogramming our mind?
Yeah. So I think the big picture and one of the first things to understand is that selling is a skill and it's one that you have to learn. Like, it's not optional, right? You are going to learn. You get to choose how you'll learn. But it is a skill and it can take time and practice and support. So I think what happens is people think, oh, I've got this great business or this business opportunity. So I'll just magically know how to sell. The first thing is to understand it's okay to need support with that. Mm. And that really addressing the mindset is what's going to unlock your ability to use strategies that make sense. And I think the first one is to really check yourself. Right. What am I hoping for as an outcome? Because when people are getting fearful, when they're worried about rejection, when they are getting salesy and pushy, it's because they need to detach from the outcome, right? And what I mean is this: if I get on a conversation with you and I think you could potentially be my client, instead of me in my head going, I hope I sell this, I hope she buys this, will she pay me, right? I need to move all of that aside. There is no way to be present and focused and of service with someone if that's on the front of your mind. So the first step is always detach from the outcome. If I show up and instead and say, you know what? Ari seems cool. It seems like there's some way I might be able to help her. Let's see if I can. That's a whole different conversation, isn't it? Right? So the first step is to detach from the outcome and then make sure you have good tools that allow you to relax and have fun doing it so that you can be confident, not freaking out about what you're going to say or how to respond.
Okay. Awesome. So like tools, like, knowing maybe like, I don't know, would it be a good idea to have like a cheat sheet of what to
100%. And that is not cheating. Like there's this thing we have, right? There's this thing we have about like, well, you know, if I have to have an outline or a script and it's not natural, like, listen, guys, I don't know about you, but I'm a mom. I have 3 kids. I can't remember everything every time I talk to somebody. Sometimes I can't even remember like what day it is. Okay. So for me to right. expect that I'm going to jump into a conversation, especially one that carries weight. If you're someone who offers services to people, you're talking to people about heavy stuff sometimes, right? Or right. they're telling you parts of their lives that you want to be present for. So you need some tools to support you in that. You should absolutely have an outline every time. I have been selling on and off over the past 18, 19 years. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't go into a sales conversation without my outline. I do not. Could I do it? Of course. Yeah, of course. I've done it enough, right? But do I know? Because why? That doesn't help anybody. I don't win anything, right? I'm going to do a better job for this person if I have my tools to make sure I don't miss anything, to make sure that I'm relaxed and I'm focused and I'm present to serve them and to be a real human, like you said earlier.
That's so cool. I think it just goes hand in hand. If we have the tools and we are able to insert ourselves, our personality, our love, our value, all of that into the tools, but we can't work the tools without us working ourselves, honestly.
Absolutely. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And it's, I think one of the things that I found, especially when I was training people at high volumes, like I said, I would have like hundreds of people coming through my trainings in a matter of months. And one of the things that I found to be most impactful was that I wouldn't just use all the strategies with them. I would stop and we would dig into mindset, right? I would say, ask your questions. Tell me, what are you afraid of? What are you worried about? Let's work it out. It's like a little bitty baby therapy, right? Like, let's work this out because that's what's going to unlock the power of what you do and get you to be able to use these tools in a way that makes sense.
This is so good. I'm just thinking of how many layers we can literally shed before a conversation with somebody. And like you said, detaching from the outcome so that we can fully be present to the conversation that's happening. Yes. It's such an important step into before the money. Because I've been in the situation where I'm like, I'm broke, so I need to get this money. Yes. No intention about this conversation. Like, I'm just trying, like, you're trying to get something and I'm trying to get something, so let's just do it. But then I don't feel fulfilled and the person doesn't go all the way through with, you know, it's just like the energy's funky, and then I'm wondering, why am I attracting these type of people? They don't even stick to their plan. They're not. So yeah. to come back and reset and have that conversation, which I honestly feel like a lot of people don't do, and it's crucial for almost like anything in life, conversations with your husband or like, you know, it's just so vital. So what do you, I know that this is what you do now. So, I think it's more than like, I think it is therapy.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. And any good coach in any, you know, specialty is going to dig in with you in some ways to help you break down the stories that you're telling yourself that are holding you back. That's really what it comes down to, right? Whatever we're struggling with, we are telling ourselves a story about it. And in a lot of cases, we just don't have the awareness of what that story is. So sometimes you need other eyes on it. You need someone who's going to come in with love, but with truth. And say, hey, this is what you're doing. And if you come into this conversation thinking, I need to get this money, I need to make this sale, like, you've missed the point. And that's going to show up in your results. It's going to show up in your clients' results. It's going to trickle down. It's going to ripple through everything you do. So.
I agree. Totally agree. I love this conversation. Okay. So let's put it into perspective of like, what would be like besides, you know, acknowledging yourself, but like, I don't know, would somebody like sit down like before, and what work can they do besides connecting with you? Right. But what work can we do to really, shed the layers so that we can take the step towards becoming a higher version of ourselves, which is then in turn going to like help our business and stuff like that. What would you suggest?
Yeah. So there are very simple things you can do. Like you said, obviously getting support is important if you want to do the deep work and make big shifts, but there are things that you can do that are very easy that you can do right now before your very next conversation. And that would be first and foremost, like, get your, you know, I would even call it like a little ritual in place so that before you have a conversation with someone, you get yourself pumped up. Different people respond to different things. Some people, it's music. You need your pump up song, right? For some people, it's like you need to dance and like shake it out, move your body, Maybe you need to like hit 20 pushups. I don't know. Right. Whatever it is for you, but do the thing that helps you press the reset button and then get your why in front of you. Because I'm such a visual person, I like literally want to see my why, right? And that might sound something like a reminder, you are powerful, you are of service, right? People need you. And if you remember that, whatever it is for you, right? That can apply to a lot of people. Whatever it is for you, if you look at that and you're like, okay, I'm ready. Let's see how I can help. Let's see how I can show up for this person. And if it turns out to be the best thing, fantastic. And we work together, awesome. If it turns out they need something different, I wish them well also. I want everyone to win, right? So for me, it's getting pumped up, doing that little ritual and having a way that you start it and getting your tools in front of you. If you don't yet have an outline for how you speak to people or talking points when you have conversations with the things that you know you need to be reminded of, you should definitely do the prep work, right? Having some preparation can really set you up to have a much more relaxed interaction with people. So
what would you suggest if like people do all the things when they still are not getting the results that they're looking for?
Yeah. So it's a really interesting perspective because here's when it tends to happen, right? Someone's like, oh, I did all those things. Like, here's the list. Here's the things. I did the things and it didn't work. Oh, wow. Okay. Crazy. Tell me more about that. Right. And then it turns out they're like, yeah, I did it twice. Oh, okay. Right. I did it three times. Okay. Well, then here's my advice. Keep going.
Right.
Keep going. Right. Keep going. The things that I'm telling you, they're not things that I'm like guessing at or hoping at. They're things that I know for sure change the game in what you're doing. If you do the right things for the right reasons, it works, period, right? So if it hasn't shown up yet, trust and have faith and keep going. That's what I say. Because, and here's another piece of that too. So what happens is we want the immediate result, right? We're like, well, I listened to Jess. She's supposed to know all this stuff. And it didn't turn out. Like I didn't sell $5,000 in this last conversation. Okay. Right. But what if we went circle back to the why and said, hold on, what if I ask myself, is it worth it to me? The transformation I'm bringing to people, what I offer people, the way it changes their lives, their health, their mind, their business, all of the above. Is it worth it to me to speak to five more people until I reach that next one who really needs me and right now is hoping that someone will come and help them with this problem they have? Most people would be like, well, duh, like, yeah, obviously I'd be willing to talk to five people. But when we sit and tell ourselves, it's not working, I don't know what to do, it didn't work, this strategy, like we're giving up on that too soon, right? Chances are very high. We're having an expectation. And again, we're tying ourselves right back to the outcome. Well, I didn't worry about the outcome, but now it didn't happen. So now I'm like, let's scrap the whole strategy. No, right? Keep going is my best advice. Keep going.
Keep going. I love it. That's I just feel like that's when you know, working network marketing, this marketing, network marketing business, I get, you know, people that are super fired up that are like, I have so many people asking me questions. And then like, a week later, they're like, everybody said no to me. And we have the tools, like as a team, we've gathered the information so that people are equipped. But we have not, you know, we haven't given them the space to do the inner work. And it is a forever game. And that's one thing that I really do like about most network marketing businesses is that they're very into personal development and working on ourselves. And, you know, every day it's just we're constantly trying to evolve, we're evolving and becoming and stuff like that. But I feel like you're so right when it comes to the sales that it's just people get so freaked out that like for whatever reason, it'll be the same person who has been posting their, you know, journey about losing weight on their social media. And then as soon as they flip the switch and like, okay, I can start helping people, they almost like fall back and like, yeah. Oh, I don't want to post anymore, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even anything changed. It was like them, they are now in their mind, they're like, oh my God, now, you know, I can sell product. And yeah, if nobody even knows the difference, they may not even have told anybody, but they're totally in their head. Like, people are going to think that I'm trying to get them and da 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 da.
Yeah, they flip that switch. They flip that switch, right? Instead of just being who they are, which is already naturally drawing people into their transformation story, which is precisely how you sell, right? Is by connecting with people through that story and through your personal why. And here's a question that I like to ask people when they get in that space, right? They're like, oh my gosh, I'm amazing at this. And people ask me, and you know, but then, well, I don't want to tell them that now I'm doing this business. I mean, that's weird, right? Like, they do that thing. And here's what I ask them, like, some of your favorite service providers, like, think about, like, if you have an amazing stylist, what do? You tell your friends, right? If you found a great doctor, you're like, oh my gosh, the Holy Grail, my pediatrician does this, this, and this. And he, you know, listens to me about these things. You tell all your friends. Why? Is it because you're cashing in? No, it's because you care about them and you want them to have a good experience. You want them to win. Mm-hmm. That's selling, friends. That is selling. When you have had a personal transformation, right? And you naturally become an evangelist of that transformation because you're like, oh my gosh, you guys, I am off the couch. I am out running with my kids. I'm healthy. I have energy. I'm doing all the things. My business is skyrocketing. You want to tell everybody, right? It's natural. So don't get in the way of that. It's the same exact thing, right? We're all selling all the time. What happens is we tell ourselves, uh-oh, I flipped the sales switch. Let's be weird. No. Stop being weird. It just, you know, it's one of those things. So if you need to tell yourself, don't be weird, then, you know, do that.
You know what else is, it goes into that conversation of like, this is just what happens. It's just coming up for me right now to like say it. It's like, you know, there'll be people that'll just want to share with their friends or family, whatever, coworkers of what they've been doing. And then it comes down to the price and they're like, they already tell them, well, it's expensive. And in my head, I'm like, it's not, you're making the story up for them to think that it's expensive when you actually paid that money. Like, that conversation with the money, oh my God, I'm sure you have a lot.
Oh, yeah. Like, that is a whole other podcast for sure. And you're right, that's a spot where people trip up all the time. Right? They might be like on fire. They might be like, oh my gosh, girl, look at me. Look how I'm feeling. This is amazing. It worked for me, right? They're sharing all of the benefits. Like, boom, they're just killing it. And this person's so excited. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, but, and then they get all weird. They get tense. They get awkward. And then they make it awkward and be like, oh, but it's super expensive. And it's like, first of all, like you said, don't put that story on other people. Don't go ahead and assume somebody else is broke. Be respectful of people. You don't know how much money she has in her checking account.
Right?
That money might mean nothing to her, or it might be a lot to her. But here's what I'm going to tell you, regardless of where that falls against her checking balance. If this is important to her, she will make it work. Right. So treat it with respect and with value, and treat your people with respect. Like, I might as well say to someone, well, I'm sure you can't afford this because you're probably broke. Because it's like, come on, it's the same story, right? Let's be honest. That's the story happening right now. No, I'm going to assume people are doing well. Right. I'm going to assume the best of people always, right? Until they show me different, right? Now, if someone comes to me and says, oh my gosh, this thing happened, I'm struggling financially, of course, now I'm acknowledging that. But if someone didn't say that to me, what are we doing? Putting these weird stories in here that don't belong. Say the price. It is what it is. It is an exchange. You're not stealing from them. You're not asking for a donation. I used to do fundraising in college. Like, that's how I paid my way through school. That's a whole different thing, okay? You're not asking people for donations, friends. This is an exchange. You are giving them value and transformation. So that's my soapbox for that.
You're so right, because we'll be in conversation and it's almost like you devalue all the information you told them. in like by saying those words of like, and especially if people, when they're going into selling to friends, mm-hmm. then like, I don't want to sell to my friends. Like, this is mm-hmm. different. I want to do things different with them. Mm-hmm. But the conversation, you're so right. I always say that money is an exchange of energy. So yep. In your words, can you explain what that term means for people that might think it's too woo-woo for them?
Yeah. So honestly, money is something that it carries a lot of weight. And this is why people get super tripped up, right? When they start to tell a person the price of what they're offering them. But the fact of the matter is, it's not the money itself. What we tell ourselves is, I need money, I want money. It's not about the money, friends. It's not the money itself. It's not about, nothing changes if I have a big stack of those green papers right here. What changes is what I do with it, right? The money buys me freedom. The money buys me choice, right? Where do I live? How do I spend time with my kids? Those kinds of things. This is an exchange, right? It's value. So it's value and it's freedom and it's trading those things. Mm-hmm. So when I come to someone with my services, I want them to have a lot of clarity about what value I'm bringing. Here's what I offer. Here's what you can expect to experience as a result of what I offer. And when they come back to me with their, you know, stack of money, right? It's not about the money. They're coming back and they're saying, okay, I am this level of committed. Mm-hmm. I am this level of invested in what we're about to do. I take what I'm doing in my business this seriously. That's the real exchange. So if we were to just cover up the numbers, that's the true exchange of what's happening when it comes to my coaching and what I offer, right? And it's the same thing for you, whatever you offer in your business, whatever kind of business you have, it's the same thing. I'm bringing to people this specific transformation. They're bringing to me their energy and commitment and capacity to change. So hopefully that's not too woo, but...
That's powerful. So powerful. Because I think that whatever it is that we're selling, you're so right. People do show up in that amount of energy, to give you. So if, you know, we have, and I know that's something that you do too, as far as your coaching, you help women almost like value their work for what it's
100%. You don't know how many women are out there undervaluing their services, undervaluing themselves. Not only are they leaving money on the table, right? That's the obvious thing. It's like, that's the thing you can see very clearly. But here's the thing that people don't realize. When you do that, it's a disservice to your clients. They don't get the same level of results. Have you ever noticed that the people that you like extend a discount or a hookup to, what kind of clients are those people? They're, oh my gosh, right? The most work, and you end up finding yourself going like, oh my God, why did I do that? This doesn't make sense. Like, this is not a good exchange, mm-hmm. right? So we get into this story like, oh, I need things to be more affordable. I need them to be less money. That's not actually of service to people you're helping. Telling you right now, when people are more invested financially in what they're doing, they are more invested in their transformation and therefore they get a better result, period.
Period. That is, you're absolutely right. It's on. I was just thinking too, when my husband and I started going to this new gym, I was thinking like, it's kind of expensive. I can actually do this at the gym myself. And I showed up every day that my workout, if I registered for the class, if I would cancel, they would charge a $10 fee. So you best believe I was
that's right.
Early. I would not cancel. I was going hard for my, it was a 30-minute workout and I would just show up differently.
Absolutely.
That's a prime example, just like for, you know, in the sense of like out for their sales, but for me as a customer, that was their intention, is for me to show
absolutely
up powerfully on time, not cancel.
Yeah. And you get results, right? What happens when you show up? You get results, right? It all goes hand in hand. And that's all a part of that exchange of energy. It's all a part of it.
Well, girlfriend, you are seriously a sales ninja slash yoga.
Oh, thank you.
thank you for all the value of this conversation. It's so perfect. Yes. I know that people are going to get tons of value that we can all learn something from this, even if you're not in quote unquote sales. Mm-hmm. But where can people find you? Tell them. Yeah. Where to send you the DMs.
And- yes, absolutely. So you can most often find me on Instagram at Jess Coaches. So super simple, super easy, Jess Coaches. You can also find me at jesscoaches.com. And pretty soon I'm going to be launching actually some small group coaching, which I'm super excited about via Facebook group and group calls. So keep a look out there. Go follow me. If you have questions about anything I've said, I'm so happy to answer them. Shoot me a DM and I'll definitely respond.
Thank you so freaking much for taking the time to do this. Yeah. And everybody that's listening, can you guys please send her a DM and tell her to start a podcast? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. And
thank you.
If you guys absolutely love this episode, please remember to leave a comment and post it in your DMs. Tag us. Love you so much. Talk to you soon.